Václav Havel celebrated his 70th birthday on Thursday, so this week he invited a few friends round to eat, drink and be merry. Yes, just a few friends, around 2,000 of them, queued up outside the medieval St. Anne's Church in the Old Town, a deconsecrated building which is now home to Mr. Havel's Prague Crossroads Cultural Centre, to pay homage to the man who did so much to bring about the fall of communism, and so much in the first 13 years after it. Among the well-wishers was Monika Pajerova, a student leader in 1989 who helped organise the mass demonstrations against the regime.
Václav Havel is a symbol. He's a symbol of the fight of powerless people against huge power. He is a symbol of people who did the revolution in Prague in 1989. And he is the symbol of that a dissident, somebody who was on the margins of society, can become a very successful president.
When the history of this country is written in 50 years, in 100 years, how big a place will be reserved for Václav Havel? Often it seems that his role is almost exaggerated, but it seems it almost was a sort of one-man show.
I think his role is not exaggerated, because I have known him before the revolution as spokesperson for the student movement. I was present at most of the meetings. It's interesting that a person can really influence a mass movement very much. We saw it with the student movement, we saw it with the civic forum, and it really is true that in moments when nobody knew really what to do, how far to go, because you must remember that when it started, we were really absolutely powerless people facing big, violent regime with arms and all the secret police structures, etc. So in these crucial moments, it was Václav Havel who knew what to do, who instinctively, because he didn't study political science, he had no experience whatsoever, but he probably has a very good instinct what to do in a certain moment in time.
Someone else who knew Václav Havel back in the dark days of the communist regime was Tomasz Kraus, chairman of the Federation of Jewish Communities.
I think people would cherish his political legacy because, you know, for me and for my generation, people around us, politics became something which could have been done by decent people.
And this is that no longer the case now today?
I don't know whether that explicit, but if you look around, politics in not only in this country, but in Central Europe, and not only in Central Europe, became politics, as it always used to be. That means it's intrigues, it's political fights, and it's not a free competition of ideas anymore. But when Havel started his political career, he was just the one who came with this idea that politics is could be done by decent, nice people because they are convinced who's the bad guy, who's the good guy.
Obviously, we're in a very difficult situation now. No government, essentially, 4 months after the elections, no real government in sight. Do you think his absence in these days is really felt in Czech politics?
I don't know. This is a very difficult thing to judge because I think it could be felt by ordinary people. In the political scene, I doubt that there is a place for somebody like him, because the politics became, since his time, much more pragmatic, much more political, which I don't judge. Maybe it's good. At the same time, I liked the 90s much more, because the whole political atmosphere influenced the atmosphere in the society as such.
Of course, Václav Havel is first and foremost a playwright, and one man who helped bring his plays to prominence in the 1970s was the fellow dramatist Sir Tom Stoppard, born Tomáš Strausler in Czechoslovakia in 1937. His early meeting with Václav Havel in the 1970s led to a lifelong friendship.
Tom Stoppard, tell me the first time you met Václav Havel. Do you remember your first meeting?
Yeah, I was taken to his house outside Prague in 1977, I think it was. I came here for not very long, probably less than 2 weeks. and talked to quite a few people. Actually, there are people here tonight who I met for the first time during those days. And I kept in touch as best as one could. This party probably represents the 100 tributaries or 1,000 tributaries which will flow from his friendships and his collaborations. It's very moving to be here.
Do you think he'll be remembered as an artist, as a playwright, or as a politician?
Well, I hope that's not an either-or question. I'm sure that there's certainly probably three or four of his plays which will be revived on and off. You can't say forever. Nobody could say forever. But he certainly wasn't a child of his time. His plays stand up now. As for his legacy as a politician, I couldn't presume to be familiar enough with Czech politics to answer that question properly. But what I hope is that what will continue after him is the sense that politics are morality.
Much has changed since Václav Havel stepped down as president in 2003, and at the moment the country is mired in political deadlock. 4 months since the elections and there's still no government in power. I asked the philosopher Erazim Kohak whether his presence on the political scene was missed.
No, I'm very happy that he is where he is. I think on the political scene he would be destroyed. He would not be. People would not listen to him. But he would become a target of attacks, and he's very sensitive to that. I think it is very wonderful to have him as the conscience of the nation, rather than as a moving target.
You're bearing a gift for Václav Havel, I presume. What will you wish him on his 70th birthday?
The strength of the Holy Spirit, and then also creativity, fecundity, not only in physical but also in literary sense. I hope that someday Havel will be remembered for all the things he wrote after he ceased being president. So I wish him to write them.
Philosopher Erazim Kohak with his wishes to Václav Havel on his 70th birthday. And I was also talking there to Sir Tom Stoppard, Tomáš Kraus and Monika Pajerová. My thanks to them. And all I can add is my own birthday greetings to a man who's meant so much to so many people.